Minister, as you know, Ulster Bank plays a key role in our communities. It supports business, provides local jobs to 3,000 people in towns and cities right across the state, and has a strong branch network of 88 branches. You're also aware, I'm sure, that NatWest, the parent company of Ulster Bank, has undertaken a strategic review of Ulster Bank's operation and the future in this state. It's been widely reported that they are considering the full withdrawal of Ulster Bank from the state. Now, the closure of Ulster Bank would be bad for customers, it would be bad for employees, it would be bad for the Irish banking sector. And I want to know, Minister, what actions have you taken over the last number of weeks to deal with this issue?
Margaret Darrell.
The Deputy will be aware I met with representatives of Ulster Bank on the 21st of October. I outlined that I expected that staff, customers and other stakeholders would be informed promptly about any decisions made, and I used that meeting as an opportunity to emphasise my concerns regarding the impact of such a decision on our economy, on our banking sector, on staff and on those who depend on Ulster Bank for both lending and investment. This news is of course unsettling for all stakeholders, especially staff and customers, and I again outlined to the bank my expectation that they keep stakeholders, particularly their staff, fully informed about any developments in the review and engage with them in relation to any proposals or decisions that result from the review quickly. I again emphasised to those that I met the importance of the bank to the Irish financial services market, to the wider economy and to the communities that it serves. Ulster Bank confirmed to me that a strategic review is ongoing and that no decision has yet been made. They also confirmed that there is no set timetable for the review and that it is fully aware of the strategically important role that the bank plays in the provision of financial services to the Irish market. The continued presence of a viable and an active Ulster Bank in the Irish market would be a very welcome outcome. It's a significant employer, it has 88 branches across our country, and it is also so important for competition and services. I note that the chairman of Ulster Bank has resigned for personal reasons, and Ulster Bank has stated that his resignation is unrelated to the review. In the absence of direct knowledge about the involvement of any other party in NatWest's strategic review of these operations, I can't comment on possible outcomes, but I want to confirm to the House that I will continue to raise this matter with Ulster Bank and indeed with their parent company.
Margaret, Minister, last year Ulster Bank provided $3.1 billion in new lending in this state. It provides 20% of lending to SMEs, deposits of $22 billion. Ulster Bank is the third largest mortgage lender in the state. Its withdrawal from the state would lead to a duopoly in the mortgage market that would stifle competition, would leave us at a risk and vulnerability to higher interest rates. Now, rumours are abound that Cerberus, which we all know is one of the most aggressive vulture funds in the state, are considering buying the entire loan book of Ulster Bank valued at €20.5 billion. This month, we had the premature resignation of Ulster Bank's chairperson, Rory O'Flynn, less than 2 months into the role. And this week it was reported that Goldman Sachs are advising NatWest on the future of Ulster Bank in its strategic review, despite claims from Ulster Bank that this review was internal. It shouldn't be lost on anybody that Goldman Sachs itself has set up vulture funds in this state to snap up distressed loans, and such a conflict of interest only adds to concerns. So has the Minister, in his consultation or discussions with Ulster Bank, requested or seen the terms of reference of NatWest strategic review of the future of Ulster Bank? And does the Minister, in line with what he said at the meeting of the 21st of October to Ulster Bank, given the fact that Ulster Bank aren't keeping staff informed, aren't being upfront with them, does he feel that the staff and customers of Ulster Bank deserve the truth from NatWest, and will he relay this to them?
I'm going to continue to engage in this matter both with Ulster Bank and indeed with their parent company. As I said in my answer back to the Deputy, I'm well aware of the significance of Ulster Bank as an employer, as a provider of competition and as a supplier of services within our country. In particular, the branches that they have located in different parts of our country outside of Dublin. This is a very, very important employer and bank. I would emphasise to the House, though, that I and the government do not have a formal role in relation to this review. It is, of course, a bank that is owned entirely by another broader parent company. But notwithstanding that key point, I will continue to raise with Ulster Bank and beyond the concerns that I have regarding the future of the bank within our country and their importance as an employer and as a retail bank for Ireland.
Margaret Harkter.
Minister, the last time you met with Ulster Bank on this issue, the chairperson was Rory O'Flynn. After less than 2 months, as I said, he resigned from the job. Maybe you can outline to us whether you had an opportunity to speak to the chairperson in relation to his departure. Have you asked the CEO of Ulster Bank about the appointment of Goldman Sachs as advisors of NatWest Strategic Review into the future, given its potential conflict of interest? Because what we need here is not a passive minister, and I understand it's a private bank and all the rest, but we need you to be asking these questions. Did the CEO inform you of this appointment? Have you been in contact with NatWest in the last number of days or weeks, or indeed since the 21st of October when you last met with Ulster Bank? Last month I requested that the CEO of Ulster Bank appear before the Finance Committee to answer questions. The CEO of Ulster Bank refused. The Finance Committee is united in demanding that Ulster Bank appears before the committee. Maybe you could add your weight to that call. And we all know that the withdrawal of Ulster Bank from the Irish market would threaten competition in the Irish market. And there's no clarity, there's no certainty being given to thousands of staff, to customers, to mortgage holders and to businesses. And it is a grave situation. So can I ask you, Minister, when you intend to sit down or speak to NatWest and Ulster Bank again, have you elicited any of the information that I've provided to you, particularly around the appointment of Goldman Sachs? And what are the next steps that you intend to take? Thank you.
But the matters that the Deputy is referring to in relation to who NatWest and who Ulster Bank are procuring and what other banks they're availing of the services of are not a matter that I am involved in, as the Deputy knows. This is a bank that we do not have a formal stake in, a formal role in. Who they are procuring to provide those services is not a matter that I have any role in. What I do have a role in is in relaying the strong concerns that I would have and do have regarding changes that could happen in relation to the future of Ulster Bank. I'm far from being passive on this matter. I have, as I informed the Deputy, already met Ulster Bank on this matter and did indeed meet the then chairman of Ulster Bank in that meeting. I became aware of his resignation at roughly the same time it became apparent to the public, and I plan to meet and engage with Ulster Bank again in the coming weeks, and then I also, of course, plan to and will continue to engage with their owner in relation to the matters that I agree with Deputy Doherty on are very serious for banking, for employees and for our economy.